Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
There's sound in the voice of mankind. There's a sound that can create or destroy his kind. Let me say it again. There's a sound. The sound in the voice of mankind. Notice, we're the only creature that's given an actual voice or language. You know, like a puppy or an animal. You can tell when an animal is wounded. You may not see the wound, but you can tell. You can tell when, like, an animal is hungry, you know, because they send off vibrations. But they don't have the voice to express. You follow me? But mankind does. The sound of man is a God-given wavelength. Stay with me. That permeates the environment. God releases a sound. That sound is everywhere. Amen. I want to say something. That sound is everywhere all the time. As a matter of fact, everything that is upheld by that sound. Amen. Amen. There's nothing outside of that sound. All encompassing. The sound of man is a God-given wavelength that permeates the environment and captures the attention of all that is in heaven. Do you know angels listen to the sounds you release? Do you know demon spirits, fallen ones, watch to see what kind of body language you have? You may not be saying words, but they watch. This one's angry. This one's mad. This one don't care. This one is lustful. This one is whatever it is. They watch. They listen. Proverbs 18:21 says, "In the power of the tongue is both life and death." Life and death. Where? In the power of the tongue. When we talk about the first language or the original sound, the first or the original language, God's given us something that others don't have. No other part of creation has. What we have in the power of our tongue is life and death. Can you get that up for me? And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, whether the fruit is good or the fruit is evil. If you love talking evil and using your tongue to destroy, you don't eat the fruit of that. If you love speaking life and you love being love, you don't eat the fruit of that. But that power lies in your tongue. Living in the decade of what the Jewish calendar calls the decade of pay, P-E-H, not P-A-Y, P-E-H. And y'all want your pay, yeah. P-E-H is the decade of the mouth. The purpose that the emphasis on that is that you need to be very mindful now of what comes out of your mouth. This is the decade of pay. And you're going to have a lot of what you say. Whether it's for good or for bad. And it's going to start happening swiftly. Because we're in the decade, the 10 years from 2019 on to 2029. On the Jewish calendar, the decade of pay. Things are going to happen quickly. Amen. Angels are going to be on the scene quickly. Yes. The devil's going to invade quickly. Yes. Depending upon what you are saying. depending upon the vibration you release. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, and then chapter 2, write it down, verse 1 through 10 talks about the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister for them that are the heirs of salvation? What I'm saying here, the sound that God has given you, the wavelength or the original language God has given you, captures the attention of all that is in heaven. The angels, pay attention. Fallen ones in that heavenly realm, pay attention. It captures all that's in heaven. The government of God pays attention to what you say.
Amen.
The word disciple, the word of that is discipline.
Amen.
A disciple has to be disciplined.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
You got to stop getting angry for saying anything.
Amen.
Well, I blew my stack. Well, stop blowing your stacks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now God made the very beginning with his sound. Listen to me. And the sound that God released still vibrates in the environments that it created. All of this was created by the sound of God. And it's still vibrating. If we can see it on that level, God's word is still everywhere. It's still everywhere. Everything God created and made is still managed. It's still managed by the sound he left at the beginning.
Amen.
Ain't nothing changed. Just by the
original language.
What God said at the beginning, even in 2023, go onwards, is still being managed by the same sound.
Amen.
Even though man fell,
yes, sir,
away from God, and the devil has power in this world system, what God said hasn't changed. What God has released hasn't changed. It's still there, but the devil tries to deceive you and block you, especially as a child of God, from knowing what God has already said. So somebody right now, I'm already blessed. Because God has already blessed me. You got to see all the lies and the deception. You got to see all the funny stuff. Stuff the devil tried to tell you, try to convince you of. You got to see beyond them evil reports. Those negative, toxic friendships. Those bad experiences. Because what God has said is so good, the atmosphere is still being managed by what God said. Let me show you this. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, talking about Jesus, and the express image of his person, look at this. And upholding all things, managing, keeping. The devil can't take over. The world cannot be destroyed. The waters cannot flood off the man. Because God, by the word of his power, by what he said in the beginning, is still upholding all things. You might be dead because God said it ain't your time yet. You got saved because God had determined before the foundation of the world, people wanted to be saved. Because everything today, tomorrow,
amen,
and onwards is upheld by what God has already said. Aren't you glad you're on this side? Get back up. Let me be by himself, there's not sinners that sit down at the right hand of the mercy seat on high. In other words, I want you to see everything that's upheld by what God said. He didn't have to say it twice. He didn't stutter. He didn't have to go back and correct none. He said it. Now whatever has been built on it or around it or in competition with it, it must. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody from all over the rest. Tell them whatever you're going through, it's going past. Yeah, somebody might have been around long enough. Somebody might have been around. I can't make the time all over the rest. It's always past. We come back to what God has said. Just my faith as well. With my soul, I'm blessed. And I'm excited. God said it. That says it. Everything else is a lie. What the Bible says that God meets you with every man of honor. That the devil meets you right out of your face. Just stop buying into the lies.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He upholds all things by the powers of God. Hebrews 11 and 3. God created and made is still managed by the sound that he left at the beginning. What did Phil manage at the beginning? Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. Have dominion. Everything's still upheld and managed by that mandate. And ain't nothing going to change till man steps into it fully. Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand that the worlds were framed. You know, in most houses, in most structures, whether wood or metal or iron or rebar, whatever, before a building goes up, it must be framed. You don't just throw it up. There's a frame. The walls are framed. All the worlds. Any world. Every world. Your little world. It's framed by the word of God. We understand through faith that all these things, what's underneath them, is what God said that manages that. Still with me?
Amen.
If we can find the exact frequency or tone, somebody say tone, of this sound, we can recreate and remake things to their original state again. I'm here to tell you, we are on a cycle, and we have come out of an age called the church age. That don't mean stop going to church. We ain't in the church age, and no more church. No, church unusual.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.